for tapes, CDs, DVDs to our publication Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the 2009 Spring Teaching and Deliverance Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Saturday afternoon, April 11th, 2009. Tom Stone is the speaker of the service, teaching on God's law.
A little louder. Hello, hello. Let's talk about Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Exodus chapter 20. Hallelujah. We need a little instruction in church. Have you got something this week?
Yes.
Has the Lord visited you?
Yes.
Has He stirred your nest up?
Yes.
Has He changed your life?
Yes.
Is He going to do more?
Yes.
All right. We come in agreement with Him and all things shall change.
Yes.
But see, we got to come in likeness with Him. We got to come in agreement with Him.
Yes.
We cannot stay over here. We got to move over to His side. And it's not this line right here. It's Him I'm talking about. Because when we come in likeness with Him and come in line with Him, we have a likeness of Him. And He wants to share His power and His glory and His authority with the church today. And the church needs to come out of the church and come into the kingdom of God. And that is to be able to share His glory. That's to be able to handle His implements. That's to be able to say, create a job where there's no job. In Jesus' name.
Yes.
Create a kidney where there is no kidney.
Yes.
I say, diabetes be gone in Jesus' name.
Yes.
I speak to prostate cancer. Self-hatred, I bind you to break your power and command you to loose them right now. In Jesus' name. But I want to show you where the church is today. The church. The Ten Commandments. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. We can't even get past that one. We can't even get past that one. Can't have it my way. I want it my way. How come I can't handle fun? How come I can't go to the bars and chase the women? How come I can't go to the bars and chase the men? And we want to set ourselves up as gods. And we go do these things. And guess what? We climb right into the seat of idolatry. And it completely separates us from being able to handle the things of God. Or we do it this way. Woman, wash my clothes. Woman, you shut down. Sit down and shut up. You can't speak in the church. We can't even get past that one. We got so much disharmony in the families today. We got divorce, and they're actually not divorced. They're separated and they're living in the same house. The man's living at this end, the woman's living at that end, and they say, well, I don't have no problems. No problems. Divorced. And they go right against what the word says. What God puts together, let no man separate. He says not to separate, but we step up there, he snores too much. She hurt my feelings. And then we separate. And living a farce right in the church today. Come out of the church into the kingdom. Forgive. They know not what they do. I've been laying it on the men, and they've been laying it on me. But hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Because we need it. And we need to come together and confess our sins. That we might be able to pray for one another. Just like we prayed this morning, we started down, coming from the birth canal and working up. Lord, forgive these people. 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 Without forgiveness, there's no salvation. There's no go past go. You cannot collect 200. You cannot go into the power. And you cannot walk into the authority of God. You cannot walk into the kingdom of God. You cannot walk into the tabernacle without forgiveness. No forgiveness, no salvation. No forgiveness, no salvation. Did everybody hear me? Can everybody raise one hand? Did you hear me? Hallelujah. Because I want to get that loud and clear. We get these farces in our mind. Well, I can be just as mean and cruel. I can say anything I want to anybody. Not so. You manifest on somebody and then go back 30 minutes and try to preach the gospel to them and see what happens.
Duh.
You know what I said to one person?
If that's the God that you got in you, I don't want him.
That's the God of the flesh.
And you're not my Holy Spirit because he manifested on me 2 minutes before that.
You understand what I'm saying? Our wants and our desires.
He says, oh, a man that layeth down his life for another man.
That don't mean dead, in the ditch, bury me.
No, it means put down your selfish desires. Put down your selfish desires.
Oh, that the kingdom of God could come alive today.
What power, what authority. We could overturn the whole world. This group right in here, each one of you, two could put 10,000 to flight. Now, how many's in here?
How many's in here? Just take a head count. Just look around. Have you seen the whole camp? You've seen the whole conference. The whole camp. You know, how many came in here and out of here if they were truly delivered and set free and they was willing to go in and take the kingdom by force? Now, I'm not talking about you got to change.
No, brother, you got a problem. I love you. Are you sick? Care about them. And usually every sickness, I may get my foot stuck in my mouth, but I believe every disease has got a sin behind it. And I can back that up with a word. Sin entered in by one man and death followed it.
Duh.
And they say, well, you got to die of something. And they say, well, come on, sin, I can handle it.
Huh. It says, no man with sin can enter in.
And he says, if the righteous are barely saved, wow, where's the rest?
Be ye doers of the word, not hearers only.
And he said, and even then there are lies, and the elect might be deceived. That I can do anything I want to, I can treat anybody like I want to, and still have the anointing. Now guess what? The unfortunate thing, there is a mount of amount of anointing or a ministry they could do. But guess what?
Depart from me, for I never knew you.
Because you've got a wicked heart. What did Brother Oliver say? The ones that preached and did not preach the truth, the what? The two rods? One was broken, the other was broken, and there's no repentance? There's no chance?
This is serious. This is war.
I may sound wild and mad right now, but I'm mad at the enemy, not at you. Because our people perish for the lack of knowledge. I want to see people healed. I want to be in that ministry where we see miracles happen all the time. I want to see where there's kidneys replaced. Just like we prayed for a young man back here one day. He came in off the streets and two of us got back there and we prayed and we commanded the tumors to come off. This young man, his kidneys didn't even function. He didn't even have one. And guess what? We got word back 3 weeks later that they were both kidneys there, both functioning. There was no tumor. He was set free and healed. That baby in his mama's arms. She said, how did you know? How did you know? I said, hey, get in contact with God. Know His ways. Know what He says. Know His laws and His precepts, where He wants to bring us. He wants to bring us up out of the miry clay, put us on the potter's wheel, and before He gets you to the potter's wheel, He wants to smash the fire out of you. You know, all of us feel like we've been smashed in here, right? It's for a reason. Get the junk out of you. And besides that, it wants to make you cry, Uncle. But really, we need to pray, say, God, shoot in amongst us. Somebody's got to have relief. And if it's me, change my heart, O God. Prepare me,
Lord God.
Make me more like you. I've got to decrease and you've got to increase. Now, here's where, unfortunately, all of us, all of our families are caught. And let's go to the law. Now, everybody thinks the law has passed away. Let's turn to Leviticus chapter 11. Because I'm going to tell you something right now. These things are alive and well, and they catch us. And every family has got this, some of this stuff in it. And I want to read the first verse. And the Lord spake to who? Who was speaking?
The Lord.
The Lord. Go to 19. Just read the first verse. Who was speaking? Who was speaking? 20. First verse. Who was speaking? 21. 22. Now whose law is it? And Jesus said, I come to what? To fulfill the law and change it, not one jot nor tittle. And we don't know it because we have been duped. Galatians chapter 3, verse 1, it says, O foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you? Who has taught you wrong? Who has said all the law has been done away with? Because see, people want to pick and choose. Pick and choose what I want to obey. God says, it's my law. And He don't want us to pick and choose. It's not my way or the highway. It's my way and out. It's serious. But I want to tell you something. I'm not trying to put you in a pit. I'm trying to pull you out of a pit. I'm trying to pull you out of some false teachings. And we've been in those areas. All of us have been in that area that says the law has done away with. Well, what about the law today? If you write a hot check, what happens? You go to jail. Has that law passed away? Who set that up? God. Because the judicial systems are set up just like Moses set it up in the wilderness. He says, I set up judges over hundreds, over thousands, over 10,000s. Same thing. You go down the road and you speed. And the speed limit's what? 35 miles an hour and you're doing what? My wife was saying, cop got his little bubble gum back there. Pulls you over. Now, does he arrest you for murder? What does he give you a ticket for? Breaking the law. Speeding. Now, has the law been done away with? You kill somebody. And they catch you. What happens? You go to prison for murder. In the book it says, blood for blood. Life for life. I'm getting back to 11. I ain't gone nowhere. I'm just setting the stage to get your mind to the wheels to spinning. Get you to think. To challenge you. Because I want to pull you out of that challenge into the reality where the kingdom is at. We can't sit back and witchcraft control our mates. We can't witchcraft control churches. We cannot witchcraft control governments. That's what's happened because of witchcraft in the government today that is taking our rights away from us. And because this is a situation, because we do not know the law or we do not understand, it says, hide the word in my heart that I might not sin against thee, but it also, it says not to put anybody in office that does not have the word in their heart. Now, what have we done? And see, a lot of people don't even realize it. If they voted for Obama, but Lord, I pray for his salvation. He's got to be saved if he ever wants to enter in. But if he's agreeing with abortion and you vote for him, you voted for murder. Have you broke the law? Have you fell in agreement? It says, thou shalt not kill. Now it also, and it says, thou shalt not murder. Now murder is intent to kill. Now there's people, and it's in military force that are in places not with the intent to kill, but they're put in there and they do kill people. So it's a difference. Yeah, it's a difference in the law situation because it's not premeditated murder. And a lot of Vietnam vets and war vets and people that's been in the military are caught dastardly in that situation because they've killed. Jesus Christ on the day of they came after him, what was it, 3 or 4 days ago, a week ago, they came and arrested him and hung him on a tree. They came in, the mob came with him with torches and spears and whatever, and they came forward and he stepped forward and everybody fell backwards and then they came in and rushed and got him. And Jesus said to Peter, after he'd done and cut off Malchus's ear, he said, put away your sword. Because this is not my kingdom. My kingdom is not flesh and blood. The church is still in the kingdom. They're still wanting to murder people. They're still wanting to hate. And if you hate somebody, you have murdered them. You look it up in the dictionary and see what hate means. Now, is the church the kingdom? Question. Am I getting you to think? Is your wheels turning? All right. Good. Because I want you to look it up. I want you to find it. I want you to find it in the Word. Too many of us have been sucking on the bottle. We haven't got in the Word. We haven't had fellowship with God. We haven't had fellowship with Jesus Christ. We have never heard, some of us have never heard the voice of the Holy Spirit speak through the Word. All right, here's how a lot of us gets dumbed down, unfortunately. Leviticus chapter 18. Everybody say amen. Is it there?
Amen.
All right. And ye shall therefore keep my what? Statutes and my commandments, which if man do, they shall live in them. I am the Lord. Verse 5. I'm reading the King James. I like the King James because it's got more power, more authority than any other scriptures. I like it. I stay there. And I don't want no NIV or any of those others because somehow it takes the authority away from it. And I know that even it can have faults, you know. And they said, well, it error here and error there. Well, you know, I want to find Jesus. Okay? Verse 6, and none of you shall approach. Now, this is talking about every way that you could put a family together. Okay? Every way. And none of you should approach any of your near kinsmen to uncover their nakedness. I am the Lord. Nakedness means have sexual relationships. There's not a person in here, guaranteed, it's not in your ancestry somewhere. And even some of us has been caught directly in this sin. Verse 7. The nakedness of thy father, or the nakedness of thy mother, incest, right off the bat. Thou shalt not uncover, she is thy mother, thou shalt not uncover her nakedness. Now remember the story over in 1 Corinthians chapter 5, he says, and it talks about the man that, the guy, he had a wife, she died, but in that relationship they had a son. Alright, he remarries. This son gets a thought in his mind and he goes in there and lies with his father's wife. Then what happens? Put out of the church for the destruction of his flesh that he might be saved in the end. Incest. Just because he's not your mother, you can't do that. Or your stepfather. You can't do that. The nakedness of thy father's wife, thou shalt not uncover. It is the father's nakedness. The nakedness of thy sister, no brother-sister thing going. Of thy daughter and of thy father, or of thy daughters, of thy mothers, which she be born at home or at abroad, even the nakedness thou shalt not uncover. This means even stepbrother, stepsister. Verse 10, the nakedness of thy sons' daughters and the daughters of thy daughters, even the nakedness of thou shalt not uncover. There is thine own kin. In other words, it means nieces and nephews. Every family has got situations going on. You don't have to hold it, but I know there's kissing cousins all over the place. I started seeking to God, what's going on in my family? Why can I not break through? What has been my generational curse? And he started showing me the incest and all the dastardly things in the ancestry. They were calling me up, and I didn't even ask them to call. I hadn't even talked to these people. Thomas Earl, one of my cousins. I hadn't seen him in 20-some years. And I asked a question in the Holy Spirit. Guess what? I got a phone call within 3 days. And he said, this, this, and this, and this. out of that situation. I don't know how many miscarriages came out of that situation. Every one of the children in one of the families has been in jail for everything. Another brother, two of his children don't even have sense enough to get in and out of the rain. I mean, you got to lead them around by hand. Every sin manifests itself. Long time ago, and back in a lot of areas in Kentucky and in Arkansas and Texas, Oklahoma, and places like that, small communities, and nobody had cars, nobody traveled, nobody communicated with other people. It was bad back then. One fellow married his first cousin, had two daughters. In 1948, the oldest one contracted polio because sin messes with your immune system. It messes with your DNA. She lived and she went to church. She was paralyzed from here down. Never thought she would get married. She came to Hot Springs to the rehabilitation center down here. She met a young man. He had polio in one leg. They never thought she would have a baby. She conceived. This young lady is a doctorate teaching in college today. Straight A student. But God changed that situation because they repented. The parent, when she realized what happened, she repented. She didn't get healed of her polio, but the healing came in her child. See where I'm going? You understand what I'm saying? The other daughter, she's in a mental institution today. Don't know if it's the sun is shining, or if it's raining, or the wind's blowing, or anything. Sitting there constant. But God can change those situations. But we need to know in advance that we need to teach our grandchildren and our children's children, and as long as we got breath, to teach our children to abstain from this situation. The Word says, and never let the Word depart from your mouth or your mind. Always teaching. And you've got a responsibility from the cradle to the grave. Just like we was praying this morning. Even forgive those nurses and doctors that help perform your birth. Things get spoken over before it ever happened. You know, before we ever have a chance. Then verse 11, in the nexus of thy father's and thy wife's daughter, and begotten to thy father and his sisters, thou shalt not uncover their nakedness. Impure. It's in every family. It's in every family. And I know this is not taught in a traditional church, but it's a responsibility of the priesthood here at Lake Hamilton to show you the precepts, the commandments, the statutes, that we come out of the church into the kingdom. Because we love to teach the kingdom message around here. And it says, they that overcome shall enter in. Now, what do you overcome? I told these to the men, and they kind of looked funny at me. Who do you look at in the mirror every morning? Huh? Yourself. You overcome your angers, your desires, your bitterness, your sorrows, your hurts, your infirmities, and then you shall be an overcomer. Church, become the overcomer. And it's responsibility. Paul says, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. What is he saying? Be overcomer. Deal with it. What's staring you in the face? Oh, I had an anger problem. Wow. Man, none of you had an anger problem like I did. You could strike a match 10 feet away from me because my nose glowed as red as could be. My cheeks was fiery red. My ears was hot. I slept with the windows open in the wintertime. I had a temper problem. Not only a temper problem, but a air conditioner problem. and I had a flash temper like this, and you call it bipolar, a double mind. You can also call it a witchcraft control. My way or the highway, I'm going to beat the blank blank out of you. Kill them. They don't have a deserved right to live. But when you say that, you don't have a right to live. It cancels the authority. It cancels the right to live. It cancels your blessings. It cancels the ability to walk into the kingdom, to walk into the authority, to walk into the power, walk into His love that you can shed abroad and say, live and not die. Stand up and proclaim the works of the Lord, because I have been healed, set free, and delivered. Can these dry bones live again? Blow on them. The breath, He breathes. And as right now, as I'm breathing life into you to tell you these things, to bring you to life, to bring you to repentance, that's breathing on you. And every voice that comes into this pulpit, that's what's happening. Live and not die. Come out of the church into the kingdom. Come out of the insecurities, the I wants, the all my life. I'm not having any fun. I got to lay my life down. And a lot of people say, well, I got to go catch a bullet for somebody. No, that's not what he's talking about. He says, when you get married, you lay your life down for your spouse. In other words, you come in agreements. You come in like mind. You come giving. It's like she's got to give and he's got to give. You need to study. You need to study your spouse. What is she like? What is he like? What is his spiritual desires? The woman needs to pray for her husband that the spiritual desires of the mate is met in his, not only at home, but in his work area and his friendships. If he likes to hunt and fish, pray and take dominion over the fish that you might eat. See, and if you teach somebody to fish, you can feed them one meal and they're going to starve the next. But if you teach them to fish, they can feed themselves for the rest of their lives. And see, if we teach you how to bind and to loose and how to forgive and show you the importance of forgiveness, then you live. And you might teach it to somebody else and they live. It's just not for my purpose. I'm not trying to become the greatest preacher there ever was or the best deliverance minister. That's not what it is. I want to see you set free. I want to see you healed. I want to see you delivered. And between healing and deliverance is this close. A lot of times you get rid of the demon, you get rid of sickness. Quote, quote, news bulletin, great anger, great rage is all aneurysms, varicose veins, hemorrhoids, strokes, heart attacks. You want anger? Keep it. But if you don't want anger, get rid of it. Come out of the church into the kingdom that you might live and proclaim the works of the Heavenly Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Where did we get to? 14? Hallelujah. Got a news bulletin and I forgot. Alright. Thou shalt not uncover the nakedness of thy father's brother, and thou shalt not approach his wife. She is thy aunt. How many brothers and sisters do wife swapping going on? More than you think. And they're in the churches today. And we don't, and they have all kinds of problems. We visited one church one time, and I'm not going to say where it is because they may be watching. But there was people in there were married 3 and 4 times. Their spouse was still going to the same church, and they'd been married 3 or 4 times, and all of them was in the same church. Now, what kind of mess do you think that was? Huh? But you know, we came preaching the kingdom of God and love, and there was a revival broke out in that church, and there was people set free, people... I saw one lady grow this much because she couldn't stand up. She hadn't smiled in 28 years. The kingdom of God. Live and not die. dry bones, I speak to you, live. But because of our ideology thinking, we think we could do anything we want to and can get by with it. There is a sin and there will be a manifestation. Your life is an open book. You're read like a tissue paper and you can be seen through. And your mail can be read. But people don't even realize that, and they will not come and say, yes, I have committed a sin. Because, quote, quote, I'm Mr. So-and-so, or I'm Pride, I'm Queen So-and-so. How dare you say anything to me? You know? They got their thumb on their back because their back is all out of whack because they got witchcraft control on them. But pride is just manifesting itself all over the place. God forgive me if I've ever done anything like that. Or if I speak down to you, I want to speak to you because, hey, I've been there. I've been caught there. And I fought and I fought and I fought and I fought and I fought. And I laid my life down. God, take this anger from me. The first time I was praying for anger, I wound up in the floor of a church, wallowing in the floor of sawdust and blah, blah, all over myself. And the funny part was my wife, she said, well, did you get it? And she said, no. And she said, why didn't you get it all? But see, she had never come across that verse in Proverbs 19:19. He says, a man of great anger and great wrath will be put in prison and you will have to deliver him many times. How many of you in here has got hot buttons? Wow. I diffuse them in the name of Jesus. Now, because guarantee, if you've got a hot problem, you're separated from God when you just coming off the wall when you manifest. But God says, live and not die. Lord, God, bless you folks. Bless you folks. You're sitting here and listen to me. You know, hallelujah. I'm not going to preach nothing to you that I haven't been through or I haven't realized in my own family. Because He says, what? You shall be my witness. What does that mean? You were there. Now, what's taking place in your life? What kind of witness do you have? See, there's where your ministry is. And if you were to really find out if you're a minister or not, go back into your family and say, be healed in the name of Jesus. I bind you rage and anger and come out of Jesus' name. We had a situation going on with the grandchildren. He had an anger and he wouldn't come around for about 2 days. He just, you know, you didn't even want to wake him up, you know. And they was over at the house one day and he got blindsided by his brother and his little sister was standing there and he didn't even see his brother come by and he just knocked him flat. And boy, he got up, you know, he manifested and he cleaned his little sister's clock for her. And the mom saw what happened. And my granddaughter, she said, boy, she's bawling and squalling. She didn't even know what happened, you know, but she caught the blunt for something her bigger brother done. And then the mama, she goes over there and she didn't see it either. And she jumps on the boy that cleaned their sister's clock, but that wasn't the problem. And she was wearing him out and all of a sudden he manifested on her. And he was about 5 years old, and he started wearing her out. And I said, hey, this is a death curse that's happened to this child right now. Because honor thy father and mother, for thy days shall be long. If you dishonor your mother and your father, your days will be cut off. Live and not die. I went and got him. I picked him up. I said, can I have him? She didn't know what I was going to do with it. Because, you know, she had saw me earlier with all my anger and rage. She saw me how I dealt wrongly with the family. So she didn't know what I was going to do. But she was at a point right then. She was getting whipped by a five-year-old child. And I said, can I have him? And I picked him up. And I grabbed him. I said, I bind this anger and rage in the name of Jesus. Command it to come off of you. And he struggled and struggled trying to get away from me. And I in Jesus' name, I bind this anger and rage and hostility right now. In Jesus' name, I bind it, break the power and authority of it, and command it to loose him. And I had to say it two or three more times. But by the time I got over, and he just relaxed in my arm. My wife can tell you. And I went over there and sat down. I set him on my knee, and I reached over and I kissed him on the cheek, and I said, I love you. He entered right back in the family. There was no 2 days of sulking. Everything was over with. And that child has been different since then. Folks, we need to preach. We need to teach. We need to show. We need to manifest the Christ that's in us. We need to come out of the church and into the kingdom. We need to come out of this insanity that we've been caught in. Verse 16, thou shalt not uncover the nakedness of thy brother's sister and thy brother's nakedness. This is, that's the sister-in-law's. Verse 17, thou shalt not uncover the nakedness of a woman and her daughter, neither shalt thou take her son's daughters nor her daughter's daughters and to uncover their nakedness. For this is their nearest kinsman. It is wickedness. Wickedness is in our families. Is in our families. Neither, verse 18, thou shalt not take thy wives of to her sisters, nor vex her, nor uncover her nakedness. Besides, the other is the wife, or wife of her lifetime. So, guess what, folks? We have been bewitched. We have been taught. People has taken upon themselves to do whatever they desire, whatever they want to, and God says no. Tell me something. Who's going to win the war? The Lord. Whose side do we need to be on? If we're on the Lord's side, we win. But if we're on what? The opposite side? In other words, self-desire, self-narcissistic. There's a word called narcissistic when you're into yourself. Me, I, you. You don't exist. Me, my way, my life, my car, my whatever. Have you ever thought about being narcissistic? My way, everything's got to turn my way. You can't tell me no. I'm going to do it come hell or high water. Hell's going to come first. Guaranteed. Because unbelief will work quicker than belief. But belief will work longer than unbelief. Or faith, however you want to put it. In this arena, both of them have equal grounds. And the greatest sin of all is unbelief or lack of faith. Boy, it's getting quiet in here. Nobody's moving. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I know how to stop a party. But we're going to have a coming out party here in a little bit. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 19. Also, thou shalt not approach unto the woman to uncover on her nakedness as long as she's put away for her uncleanness. What do you think this means? As long as a woman is on her menstrual cycle, leave her alone. And every woman that's ever said, come unto me, I won't get pregnant, and offered herself, has opened up some things. Opened up a can of worms. This is one of the ways that you go against God. And here's one of the curses that come on you. Anybody ever heard the word andrometriosis? Andrometriosis. Huh? Andrometriosis. Okay. Excuse me. I accept your correction. Just ask a woman. But that's one of the curses that comes upon a woman when it happens. Because it stops the natural flow of the blood. But it also crams all the filth and nastiness back in. Into the cavity, into the uterus. Okay. Now, how many women has had... How much? Endometriosis. What I can think of that. Okay. Now, how many has had to have their... what do they call that? That hysterectomy. That could have something to do with that. See? The law. the sin, the manifestation. Live and not die. I know. And the Word says our people perish for the lack of knowledge. But see, if you are a true priest, a true prophet, you will tell you it is a sin. We need truth back in the pulpit today. In the Old Testament, as they're going through the wilderness, he says, and the women do not go into them, lest ye wounds be cut off. In other words, shut up, that you won't have offspring, and they will not be able to take care of you in your old age. It's a death sentence for you in your early old age. There will be nobody there to take care of you. Because they was believing in orgies and skin with skin and anything goes. God requires a higher, you understand what I'm saying? A higher level to walk into the kingdom. A higher level. Come up higher. Come up higher. And live and not die. The name of the Lord is a strong tower, the righteous run into, and then they are saved, and they are healed. The righteous run into, and they are healed. And any man goes in that way. It opens you up to several things too. One of them is prostate cancer. Anger, self-hatred. All those things connected with that, I guarantee your organs, your sexual organs, is going to be attacked. All sexual sins can lodge in the kidneys and in the liver. There's people that's dying of cirrhosis of the liver all the time and never has drank a drop, but it's a sexual sin. They've been a fiery dart go through their liver. And if they haven't committed the sexual sin, they've shared something with somebody that has. And I know there's, oral sex should never happen. It's defiling the marriage bed. You want to lose your teeth? Shame separates you. Separates you. And I know everybody's cringing that this should be only in a women's meeting or only in a men's meeting. But it needs to be taught from the pulpit. Yep. And we need to teach it to our children. So the information I'm giving to you today, if you share it, your children may not die. Here was a neat one. The same little child that I prayed over and broke the anger, well, he manifested on his parents. It took both of them in there to sit down on those children, on that one child, and to pray the anger off. Both of them couldn't hold him. But later on, he was having trouble with strep throat. He just kept getting. And his grandma said, well, she asked him a question, could it be that you're talking harshly to everybody around? And the doctor also told him just a few minutes before that, if you get it, you'll have to have your tonsils out. And he feared going to the doctor. And you know that boy never had strep throat again? But he shut this off in vile towards people. And I say, live and not die. Moreover, thou shalt not lie carnally with thy neighbor's wife to defile thyself with her. In other words, the fence better be the fence. And thou shalt not let any of thy seed pass through the fire of Moloch, neither shalt thou profane the name of God. I am the Lord. Moloch, can I tell you what Moloch is? Moloch is the spirit of abortion. And when it started out in the temples because they were having their temple worship and they were worshiping all kinds of sexual gods and things of that nature. And they would start beating the drums. And they would have a big cauldron up there and they'd bring the children and they would actually drop them in the fire. It's murder. Pull down all lines, all barriers. It's murder. And blood is required for blood. But I say live and not die. And how you live is you confess it as sin, you renounce it, and ask God to forgive you. We've seen women tormented for years and years and years. And the lady I told you about that growed this much, you know, she straightened up, and that was the situation with her. It happened way young in her life. Her parent forced her into it, demanded it happen. I've seen terrible things that the Holy Spirit has showed me about this situation. We had a family not come too far ago. Three lovely young ladies. The oldest one was kind of wild. She went out and was partying, promiscuous. She got pregnant, and the mother demanded the girl get pregnant, and was pregnant, have an abortion. She did it herself. The mother did. And the Lord said, no, she cannot be healed. Because she's rigor mortis today, and she's still breathing. They have to carry her everywhere she goes. The whole family is racked by those kind of things. It is real, folks. If there's a sin, there's a manifestation. The sin of the priest is not watching over the people. The two staves, one's broken, the other's broken. No repentance, no healing, no deliverance. And I've talked too long. Everybody stand up. You can't endure more than your fanny can endure. So stand up and wiggle around. Get the blood flowing. Dear Heavenly Father, I just thank you and I praise you and I glorify you right now in Jesus' name. I thank you, God, for everything that you've done, Lord God. Thank you for wisdom and understanding, Lord God. Lord, thank you for freedom that's fixing to come. We just praise and glorify you in Jesus' name. Lord, I confess that you came and manifested in the flesh. And Jesus, you died for me that I might go free. And I know you're sitting in heaven in places. Forever making intercession for me. Lord, thank you. And I receive you right now. In Jesus' name. You want to sit down? You guys want to sit down for a moment? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Lord, I take the power and authority in the name of Jesus right now. I bring everybody who's in this room right now to the heavenly thrones. Lord, I bind the spirit of incest over them right now. I break the spirit of incest right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I break all ungodly soul ties with your Father. I break it and bind it, command it to come off of you right now in the name of Jesus. I break all ungodly soul ties with your Father right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, I break it, command it to loose you right now in Jesus' name. All ungodly soul ties with your mother. I break it and bind it, command it to loose you. Manifest and go, because the people want to be healed. Leave right now in Jesus' name. You come out of them. You come out of them right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I break all soul ties with ants right now. All ants and soul ties right now. I pull that ant out of you right now in Jesus' name. I break that soul tie and command it to loose you right now. Go free and live in Jesus' name. All those uncle soul ties in Jesus' name. I break it and command it to loose you, whether it's male or female, in Jesus' name. Whether you was molested by either way, in Jesus' name. I break those soul ties right now. Come off of them right now in Jesus' name. Manifest and go in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I break all ungodly soul ties with your brothers in the name of Jesus. I break it. I break it in Jesus' name. Command it to loose you right now. Come out of them right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Come out of them right now. Come on out of them right now. Manifest and go. Manifest and go. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Move. All soul ties with sisters in the name of Jesus. I break the blindness. Command the manifestation and perverse spirits in the name of Jesus. Go right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. We'll take your baggage with you in Jesus' name. Move. Come out of people right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Move. Come. Move out right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. All cousins, All cousins, all female cousins right now. I break and manifest yourself and go. All soul ties with female cousins right now in Jesus' name. I break you and bind you and command you to loosen. In Jesus' name, loosen right now. All kissing cousins, I bind and break the power and authority of kissing cousins. Every trap, every hex spell right now, I break in the name of Jesus' command. I loosen right now in Jesus' name. All male cousins, in the name of Jesus, I break soul ties in Jesus' name. I break it and bind it, command to loosen right now in Jesus' name. Come out of them. Manifest and go. Manifest and go in Jesus' name. We thank you. We praise you. And the baggage and the disease and the deformities and the illnesses. Go in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. We thank you. We praise you. We glorify you in Jesus' name. All spirits of half-brothers in the name of Jesus. All soul ties between half-brothers in the name of Jesus. I break it and bind it, command to loose you in Jesus' name. All soul ties between stepsisters in Jesus' name. I break it and bind it, command to come off of them right now in Jesus' name. Move, come off of them right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. All soul ties between family members that you didn't even know that they were your family members. In Jesus' name. I break it and bind it, command Lucy right now. In Jesus' name. Now, all you spirits of endometriosis, I bind you and break your powers and command you to loose them. Come out of the ladies in the name of Jesus. Come out of their wounds. Come out of their wounds right now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. We thank you. We praise you. Glorify. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. All prostate cancer, come out of the men right now. In Jesus' name. You move up and come out. Come up and come out right now. Move up and come out right now. In Jesus, come out right now. Manifest and go. You gotta go. You gotta go. You can't stay. You can't stay. You can't stay in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. You can't stay. You gotta go. You gotta go. Now I speak to you, spirit of insanity came through this in Jesus' name. It says it's confusion. Do you know anybody confused in your family? Do you know anybody that's confused in your neighborhood? It will manifest in insanity. I bind that spirit of insanity. I break the power and I command it to loose you right now. Come out of them right now in Jesus' name. Move. Manifest and go. All spirits of insanity, move right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And the Lord said, our people perish for the lack of knowledge in Jesus' name. And knowledge is flowing right now. Deliverance is flowing. Healing is flowing right now. Come out right now in Jesus' name. All you demons in Jesus' name. That snare, the snare of the fowler. You bind, you break your snares and your foul spirits right now in Jesus' name. Command to loose them right now in Jesus' name. You come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. We praise you. We glorify you. All anger, self-anger and rage that's been going on in your families because you felt dirty and unclean. I bind and break the power and authority in the name of Jesus. All strokes. I bind strokes. I bind heart attacks. I bind varicose veins in Jesus' name. You come out of them right now. You come out of them right now in Jesus' name. I manifest and go. Go right now in Jesus' name. Come out of them. Come out of them right now. Come out of them right now in Jesus' name. You cannot stay in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus. Move up and come out. Move up and come out in Jesus' name. You can't stay. You can't stay. You've been caught. You've been manifest. And the Lord thy God will show you when at the time you will be caught in Jesus' name. I say live and not die. Go free. Go free. Admit it and come clean. Go free right now in Jesus' name. Come out of them. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Move up. Come out. Right now. All spirits of Moloch. All spirits of Moloch. Mushush. Come out of them right now. Child sacrifice. I break that spirit of child sacrifice. Manifest and go. Manifest and go. Move. Move. Come right now. In Jesus' name. Move up and come out. Right now in Jesus' name. Come out of them right now in Jesus. Moloch, you have no power. You have no authority over her in the law in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. No more torment. No more torment in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I want you to cough and push it out, sis. Push it out. Move it up. You've been caught. You've been tormented too long. Move it up. Mount. Move. 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 Come out of them right now. Move up. Come out right now. Come out of them right now. Come out of them right now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus. Manifest and go. You come out of there right now. You won't tear her. I bind you and command you to loose her right now. Loose her. In Jesus' name. You will not tear her. I bind you in spirit right now in Jesus' name. Come out of her right now. Come out of her right now in Jesus' name. Move up. Come out of her right now in Jesus' name. Move, 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 move. Come out of her right now in Jesus' name. Move up. Come out of her in Jesus' name. Come out of her right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Move, move, move. Come out. Move. Come out of her right now. Insanity, move. You come out of her right now in Jesus' name. All insanity, I speak to you insanity. Move, move, move right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I'm taking Paxil. Paxil, come out of her right now. All pharmacia in the name of Jesus, you come out of her right now. Pharmacia, come out of her right now that controls it in Jesus' name. All Paxil, pharmacia, move. I bind you, command you to loose these people right now in Jesus' name. All depressant medicine in Jesus' name, come out of them right now. Live and not die. Live and not die in Jesus' name. Come out of them right now. Come out of them right now. Manifest and go. All insanity, move. Come out of them right now in Jesus' name. Move, move. Come out of them. Come out of them right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Move up and come out. Come out of her right now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord God. All insanity, all molestation, come out of them right now in Jesus' name. All rape, come out of them right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Manifest and go. Manifest and go. We're having a coming out party. You're coming out, Satan, in Jesus' name. In Jesus. Come out of them right now. Come out right now in Jesus' name. Move up and come out. Come out right now in Jesus' name. Manifest and go. Manifest and go. Huh? Jesus. All trauma. Trauma in the name of Jesus. All trauma from this in the name of Jesus. All trauma. I bind the spirit of trauma right now in Jesus' name. Come out of them right now. Move. Move up. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you for the coming out party. Thank you, the freedom. Thank you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I think Jesus is walking up and down the aisle right now in Jesus' name and setting the people free. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Manifest and go. Come out of the people right now. I say live and not die. I say live and not die. I say live and not die. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, I call their fragmented minds back out of the north, the south, east, and west. I call their fragmented minds back to Him in Jesus' name. I call sanity back to Him in the name of Jesus. The right mind, singleness of mind. I call it back to you right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. We thank you, we praise you, we glorify you in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. We break all these generational curses that come down the line. Thank you, Lord. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. 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 In Jesus' name. Lord, we bind up the spirit of trauma right now in Jesus' name. Man, to loose the people. Loose them. Loose them right now. Loose them right now. Yes, I know this is a heavy message, but I want to see you free. I want to see you in your right minds. I want to see you walk uprightly. I want to see these bones live again. In Jesus' name, I speak life into you right now in Jesus. And live and not die. I thank you, Lord, that this the manifestation has came. I thank you for this word. But Lord God, I thank you, Lord. And I say freedom, freedom. Walk in freedom. I want your families to walk in freedom. I want your children to walk in freedom. I want your grandchildren to walk in freedom. Because it's more than you getting free right now. Because as you go preach, as you go teach, freedom comes to the whole family. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, freedom. Lord, thank you for healing. Now heal, Father. Go in and heal, Lord God. Heal the wounds. Heal their hearts. Heal their emotions. Heal their minds, will and emotions right now in Jesus' name. Be whole and made healed. Heal them right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. We thank you. We praise you. We glorify you. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And the Lord says, you will never be the same. You will never be the same. The Lord says, today and today, freedom comes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Now, all witchcraft, I bind up all spirits of witchcraft that has controlled you in this area. I bind and break the power and authority in the name of Jesus. Command to loose them. Loose them right now. I bind that spirit of control in Jesus' name. That wicked control that's been in the back of their minds for years. I'm filthy, unclean. I say be clean in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, I bind up all spirits of shame. Shame, I bind you and break your powers. Come out of the kidneys in Jesus' name. Come out of the kidneys. Come out of the teeth. Come out of the teeth. All shame. Come out of their teeth right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. We thank you. We praise you and glorify you. In Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for freedom. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. You know, it's amazing what happens when you repent. Guess what? The manifestation could come, but you can get your dignity back. You know, shame and embarrassment, pride has kept the church in the pits. This is what this is all about. This is what it's called a pulpit. Pull you out of the pit. Because I'm telling you, there's power in truth. But you should stand up in here and preach yourself blue in the face. But if you don't step over that line and walk into the power and authority of God, all you've done is preached another glorious message. And the people get all stirred up and they go out. They go out the same way they come in. And the Word says, and when you meet Jesus, you will never be the same. And when you meet where the rubber meets the road, sis, you've got a different countenance. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you for the joy of the Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you for healing. We thank you for healing that's coming. Sis, healing is coming. Hallelujah. You won't be the same because you don't look the same. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I choose. It says the sins that you remit are remitted. And I choose to remit your sins. But the sins you retain, they are retained on earth and in heaven. If I remit your sins here, they are remitted in heaven. Church, come up out of the church into the power, into the authority, into the kingdom of God, that we have the authority to speak healing to our brothers and sisters in Christ. Yes, and I know this is a hard message, but tomorrow, and something inside of me said, they cannot go back home the way they can. They cannot, because it would be on me if I see the sins and I do not speak it. The blood's on my hands. I don't want nobody's blood on my hands. I lived that way for years. And it takes repentance. It takes forgiveness. It takes love and concern for your brothers and sisters in Christ. Whether it, you know, somebody could pick this up right now and come against me big time. So what? If you got free, if you're free from this, if you're free from prostate cancer, if you're free from ovary cancer, if you're free from anything, just mental torment, being mentally tormented by this thing, if you're free from that, it's been worth it. I'm not trying to become the greatest deliverance minister in the world. Not trying. I didn't even ask for this position. I didn't ask for none of the things I went through in life. You haven't asked for them because I didn't know at that time. But when God started revealing me and I went through the bucket stage, I guarantee you, you're not the only one that's been in the bucket. Because I've been on the floor wallowing in it. I've been in the bucket wallowing in it. And I probably will get some more. Even if I speak deliverance over you, sometimes the Lord reveals something to me and I have to go and repent. Father, forgive me. Even area of deliverance. That if you're working in area of deliverance and you bind something and it don't go, could it be in you? So don't be afraid to go over to the side and say, Father, if this is me, forgive me. I repent of it. I confess it as sin. Take it from me. and walk right back into your ministry, because God will restore. Even a righteous man falleth how many times? 70 times 70, infinite number. That if you're walking in the best truth you know, and when you come to it and you fall and you stumble, you can get right back up and go back and bind that thing you commanded to come out of it. And then boom, there it goes. Can you give salvation away if you don't have it? You have to have it. It says, first freely receive, and then you freely give. Hallelujah. I want you guys to take a big, deep breath right now and just blow out all these spirits. We bind up all these spirits right now out of this place. We bind them up. We break this power of nemesis, backlash, and retaliation. We command every spirit that's been released in this room over the days to leave these premises, leave these people. I bind you, spirit of retaliation and nemesis right now, backlash and retaliation. You come off their children, off their grandchildren, off their, in Jesus' name. And forbid them to return right now. But now, this is the way you forbid them to return. When they come back to your mind, you say, no, the Lord's delivered me. I confessed it as sin. Now get out of my face. I'm closing the door to you, familiar spirit. I break your powers and I command you to leave me. We got over in Revelations, it says, God opens doors where no man could open the doors. He opened some doors. Now it's came out. Now it's our responsibility to close some doors. Rehearse it no more in your mind. All troubles and trials and tribulations that you've been delivered for, as in the past, is in the past. You cannot do nothing about them. But you can sure bring them right back if you recall them. You know what she done to me? You know what he done to me? And get up right out of here and go and take it all back. And God, Jesus said, go and sin no more. Did you hear me? Go and sin no more. That's part of the doors closing in Revelations. This is one of the churches it's talking about in Revelations. It's coming clean. Yes, we've had problems, but we're coming out of our problems into His righteousness, into His kingdom. And if there's not holiness walking in your church, you better start being holy yourself. Find out what God requires of you. Find out who He was, what He did, what He ate, how He walked, what He said. And He didn't speak to everybody, and He didn't pray for everybody. But He only listened to the Heavenly Father, and He only spoke the words the Heavenly Father said to Him. He was God Almighty. Did you hear me? He was God Almighty. But He didn't, and Brother Oliver said, and He didn't pray for the world. He prayed for the ones that the Holy Spirit has already drawn, has already touched their hearts, already pricked their spirits. And that's fertile ground. And His word will not turn void. And healings will come. Then empty hands won't be put on empty heads. James 5, it says, let him pray through. It says pray. But pray through. Ask the Holy Spirit, how have I offended you? How have I gone against your word? And then it says, any of you that are merry and have a song, let them sing. And then let them come before the elders, and they shall pray for you, and ye may be saved, may be healed. No, shall be healed. Shall be healed. We need to come out of the maybe ministry into the shall ministry, into the kingdom ministry. And we shall be the overcomers. If we overcome this right here, he that overcomes the world, you were born into the world, and he says, come out of the world. I've been preaching all day long, so Lord, let me wind down. Hallelujah. I speak a blessing over you guys, and you ladies, and you men, you children, because you're not kids, you are not goats. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Lord, thank you for the sheep of the pasture. Hallelujah. I bless them, Father, and I bless them as they go out, bless them as they come in. I bless the fruits of their hands. I bless the fruits of their womb. I pray for their children right now. It says, for thee and thy household. I pray for those ones that's in the wheat field right now. Lord, keep them. Keep them before they come out of the wheat field or die in the wheat field. God, bring them in, God. Bring them out, bring them in. We thank You, we praise You and glorify You. And Lord, we bless the food before it's ever completely prepared. Bless them right now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.